Western Equatoria Governor Futio told South Sudan in Focus yesterday in Yambio that the leaders of the Azande and Balanda communities agree that it is time to coexist peacefully and focus on developing the area.
I went to Tombora to resolve the intercommunal conflict between the Azande and the Balanda, which has been caused by bad politicians. I am glad that now there is real peace in Tombora County, despite all the hatred that was there before. My achievement so far is that the communities of the Azande and the Balanda finally shook hands after all what has been happening, and promised to do away with hatred and concentrate on development.
Justin Joseph Marona, who heads an advisory and technical committee formed by the governor and accompanied Governor Futio to Tombora, says the governor met face-to-face with leaders of the Azande and Balanda communities separately to understand their concerns. He says the governor then met with leaders from both communities at once to talk about the root causes of their conflict and ways to solve it. Marona says youths from both communities vow to end the violence and live in peace.
Our visit was very, 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 very important. First, on the road, along the road when we were going, the governor was stopping. We stopped in Ringasi. He addressed people and people welcome governor. And they admire that this is the first time the governor from his appointment to visit our people and to transfer his office under the trees. We reached Dobio, and then the people also came out, and then he addressed people of Dobio. And that junction of Dobio, of course, there is a challenges for multiple taxation on the road, and the governor ordered that all the taxation and the barriers of the trade in the state has to be waived out, and the people who are very happy.
Governor Futio says he will visit all areas of the state affected by intercommunal violence and will work to restore peace and stability.
My aim is to tour all places of conflict and misunderstanding in Western Equatoria State as a way of clearing ground for all government to come, and we start developing. I also want to make sure that ensuring good security and stability is one of my priority to allow people to settle and engage in farming freely.
Futio also appealed to President Salva Kiir to speedily graduate the VIP protection forces so it can be deployed to ensure security and stability.
I appeal to the President to speedily graduate VIP protection forces so that they can come back to take care of their security, so that we can freely free the five containment sites by sending them as well for training. This will create a conducive environment for our people to even use the containment sites for agriculture or even settlement.
Governor Futio also shut down a checkpoint on the Yambio-Tombora Road where local officials were taxing traders, sometimes multiple times before allowing them to proceed. For VOA News, I'm Seba Martin Mrangi in Yambio, Western Equatoria State.